Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
A Fortunate Son is a collection of stories written across decades of Daniel J. Donahue's life, chronicling his journey from youth to the present day. As he has grown, so too has his writing, shaped by the challenges and transformations of life itself. These slice-of-life narratives capture both the deeply personal and universally human. Love and loss, desire and regret, the weight of family, the scars of military life, and the quiet battles with mental illness. With unflinching honesty and lyrical pose, Daniel explores the raw edges of experience where tenderness and turmoil coexist. Daniel was born in New York City, raised in northern New Jersey. He lived life as varied as the stories he writes. After a colorful youth, he served in the U.S. Navy, the Foreign Service, and spent 20 years in the technology world. He's the author of over 30 short stories, a novel, Gold in the Furnace, a screenplay based on the novel, and a play. He lives and writes in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Daniel J. Donahue, author of A Fortunate Son and other stories, our guest on This Week in America. Dan, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. I'm happy to talk to you.
And I'm looking forward to talking about the book A Fortunate Son, which, by the way, is available wherever books are sold. Let's talk a little bit about this inspiration you had to become a writer in the first place. You have such a varied career. How did you decide, you know, I enjoy writing. I think I'm going to pursue this.
Well, it really started when I was a teenager. I read Hemingway's For Whom the Bell Tolls, John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath and Winter of Our Discontent. I was a teenager when I read these, and they moved me so much. Winter of Our Discontent by Steinbeck, I must have been 16 when I read it, showed me what it would be like to be in my mid-50s. I mean, I was 16, you know what that entails, teenager,
yes.
You know, doing all this crap. And I read that book, and I felt like I knew what it was like to be in my 50s. And that struck me, you know, that period has struck me throughout my life. And while when I was a teenager, I didn't say I want to write fiction, it put it in my mind that this is something, you know, I might want to explore.
I understand there was a period of time when you were a stay-at-home dad when you had the time to be able to sit and to write. Is that where it really sort of unleashed itself to the point where I want to do this? I now have the time to do it.
Well, I had written a number of short stories before my daughter was born, but my wife and I decided I'd stay home for a couple of years with her so she could continue working. You know, I started writing my novel, which took a lot of effort, a lot of research, a lot of writing, a lot of work. And I would sit her in my office and I would do all my work. And she was so good. She was such a good child. And I was able to finish the novel successfully, along with writing a couple of other new stories.
That's an amazing story how this all happened and the background that you had, and you're able to finally pursue that and do it so successfully. In your writing, what role has faith played? Has faith played a role in helping you and focusing you in making you a better writer?
Oh, faith has played a critical role in my development as a writer and as a human being. I mean, the title story, A Fortunate Son, about a military veteran in a wheelchair who was stabbed repeatedly. I read that article, and I thought, what could drive this man to continue to live his life as best he could? And in my mind, that must have been faith in God. You know,
yes.
The idea that, you know, if you remain truthful to his words, you know, your life will have meaning, you know. Having faith changed my life, and I hope that story you know, make people examine their relationship with God.
I think it does. It touched so many people. When you read the reviews, the Fortunate Son is really one of the stories, maybe the main story they talk about, and the impact that's had on their thinking and their way of life. So when you write something like that and you're able to really help people through maybe similar circumstances or get them thinking about it, it's a major accomplishment that you've done with the writing. What drove you to write? Now, the novel is Gold in the Furnace. What drove you to write the novel, and how challenging was that after a number of short stories?
Yeah, it was very challenging. The novel, my wife and I met in Yugoslavia. I was in the Foreign Service in Zagreb. She was in the Foreign Service in Belgrade. We met, we dated, we fell in love. And the Civil War was about to break out in Yugoslavia. This is 1991. I was sent home, you know, before the war started. But Yugoslavia was a special country to me. It was a great, great city and place. And when I got home and the war broke out, you know, I was very concerned. I was very upset. So I decided to write a novel about the situation. I turned my wife and I's love affair into a love affair between an American diplomat and a Serbian woman.
Yes.
Because U.S. policy did not allow American diplomats to fraternize with Yugoslav citizens, as the U.S. still classified them as a communist country. So I started by researching the area, and then I fleshed out in an outline, you know, how I wanted the story, the love affair, to play out against the backdrop of the Civil War. And I was just, I felt moved to write it.
And it's really...
It's coming out in the spring, by the way.
Okay, so don't have much longer to wait for that. And by the way, Dan's website is danieldonahuebooks.com, and Donahue is DONOGHUE. Information there on Dan and all the books, and you'll be able to look and see when the book is coming out, the one we're talking about, the novel specifically right now, Gold in the Furnace. What was it like telling that story? Because it really, obviously, when I was reading about the storyline, I didn't know that this really was sort of a reflection on what you were going through. What was it like telling that story from the special vantage point that you had?
Well, the hardest part, the love story itself, the affair that takes place all across Yugoslavia, you know, that was pretty straightforward. The hardest part to write were the parts that dealt with the Civil War itself, with the internment camps in Bosnia, with the attack on some important buildings in Zagreb. You know, that was difficult to write because I felt so sad while I was writing it.
Yes. That had to bring back memories, didn't it, as you were writing and familiar with the area and what happened. How difficult was that from a personal standpoint to write that, knowing the suffering that so many people went through?
Well, it was extremely difficult. And one of the things I hope that would come out of the novel is that, you know, people understand the effect that history has on the current situation, in the sense of Yugoslavia, and I write about this in the book, I did a lot of research, you know, has a long and storied history as separate peoples and as a country. So, you know, it was a challenge.
Yes. And that book will be coming out, Dan, I think sometime in the spring. And again, if you go to his website, danieldonahuebooks.com, you'll be able to find out when that book's available and go ahead and order at that time. We're talking about the book out now, A Fortunate Son and Other Stories. Daniel Donahue is our guest on the program. Where do you get most of the ideas for the short stories? Where do those ideas come from?
Mostly from personal experience, things that I've read or things that I've thought about. I've written them, over 3 decades. So they come at various different parts of my life and different parts of my thinking. So it was really what was affecting me at that time, what I was thinking at that time that I wrote each story. Sometimes it was current events. Sometimes it was things I read in an article. And then a number of them are just based on personal experiences and personal feelings.
What is that like when you take your experiences, your feelings, and you're able to write about them, express yourself for other people to understand and to possibly, hopefully, help other people through situations? I mentioned some of the emotions, things we all go through in daily life that you talk about in the book. What's it like when you're able to share those stories and hopefully help other people?
Yeah, well, I write, because I feel compelled to write. And the stories I write, I hope they carry some meaning to people. Not huge meanings, but, I hope some of these stories might touch somebody or touch a reader in a way that makes them think.
I mentioned in the beginning the honesty that you take into your writing. Talk about that. And are there difficulties in maybe saying too much, exposing yourself too much? How do you balance all of that as you're writing?
Well, that's a good question. It's extremely difficult to do. It's extremely difficult to do. Now, many of the stories are not about difficult times in my life.
Yes.
But a number of them are, and it's very difficult to separate what you want to write about and what you want to leave out. And I basically just gut it out. I determine how I want the story to go and how I want the characters to develop. And then I decide, how the story should flow and what words to put to their mouth. My personal experience, once I start writing, the personal experience kind of goes away, and I'm focused on the story and the characters.
Interesting. So at that point, it's not Dan you're talking about. It's the people that you've created in the story to tell it. The book is A Fortunate Son and Other Stories. Daniel J. Donahue, our guest on the program. The website is danieldonahuebooks.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I also mentioned the play that you've written. What's the play, Truth Be Told? What is that about?
Well, that was a really interesting exercise. I've obviously never written a play before. I spent a lot of time as a kid in New York going to Broadway shows. I was always interested in the theater. And I saw Long Day's Journey in the Night by Eugene O'Neill in Washington, D.C. That play moved me so much. It was so well written. It was so moving that I decided, let me take a flyer at writing a play. And it takes place when I was in my teens. It's just a 4-character play, 3 acts. And it was myself, my brother, my mother, and my father. And we had, up and down relationships, all 4 of us, over the course of this time. But I decided to bring the 4 together and encapsulate the issues we had in the past, put it all together in one story, into one play.
And that you successfully did the play. The play is Truth to Be Told. How did you feel when it was over with? What a sense of accomplishment that you were able to tackle this play and to do it. What was that like when you finished?
Oh, it felt, it felt great.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I'd never attempted a play before. I felt that I captured what I wanted to capture. The only things that, concerned me is that the format, things like the format of the play. I've never written a play before, with stage instructions, things like that.
Yes.
So I was wondering if I hit the mark on that.
Well, it's interesting that what goes into that in your thoughts. And I love the fact, great book you could probably write about going to Broadway plays as a young person. What were some of the plays that you saw? The musicals, something that stood out in your mind that you really fell in love with a particular play?
Well, the next play after Long Day's Journey Tonight, I think the biggest play that I saw was a musical called Evita.
Oh,
and
yes,
Patti
yes.
LuPone was on stage, and it was just a fantastic play. I don't think I was more than 11 years old, 12 years old when I saw it. And it was a musical, you know, the stage was alive, the acting was great, the story was great. And so that really stuck in my mind as well.
Our guest on the program is Daniel Donahue. He's the author of A Fortunate Son and Other Stories, books available wherever books are sold, the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mentioned you were in the Navy. What was it like in the Navy, and have you been able to incorporate some of what you went through, your life in the Navy, maybe in some of the short stories?
Yeah, the Navy really turned my life around. I was 22, and I was kind of struggling, jobs here or there, no real guidance. You know, I hadn't started writing yet. I got in the Navy, and it gave me structure. You know, it gave me discipline. Two things I was lacking in. And, you know, the 4 years there, the last year I was assigned to a merchant marine ship, which is where I wrote the story, Removing Salt from the Sea. The other story I wrote was about when we were tasked to Beirut during the war in 1982 or 1983. That's called, Winter Men and Spring Children.
Ah, okay.
And that's about a deployment we did to rebuild an orphanage that had been shelled.
Well, all of those are memories that you're able to use in your writing, the books, The Fortunate Son and Other Stories. Daniel Donahue, his books, DanielDonahueBooks.com. I'm sorry, his website, DonahueUE. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned before, like some of the down times that you wrote about. You wrote about the up times as well, the good times. And humor is used as well. How do you use humor in your story? How important is that as a vehicle to tell your story?
Well, you know, using humor in certain stories naturally fit into what I was trying to say, what I was trying to write about, how I was trying to move the story along. You know, sometimes humor was the best way to do that.
And it comes out of just another tool that Dan uses in being able to write his short stories and make them relatable as we go through that. And the topics you discuss are very relatable. The books available wherever books are sold. Do you have a particular story or two that's a favorite in A Fortunate Son?
Well, A Fortunate Son, the title story, is my favorite. It was... totally came from my faith, and, you know, obviously whatever talent I have as a writer or as a person comes from God. So A Fortunate Son, I think, is my favorite story in the book. I think the second one would be a really odd choice. This is not the choice that most people might think this is the worst story in the book, but 30 Seconds Over Iowa was one of my early stories. I was afraid of flying, and it's the only real satire I've ever written, you know, and there's humor throughout. I hope people find it humorous throughout, but it's a favorite of mine just because it was the most different kind of story that I wrote.
Interesting, yes. and a challenge, I'm sure, to write that, and a sense of accomplishment when you finish it, and you've done so well in doing that. We've got a couple minutes left with Dan talking about the book A Fortunate Son and other stories. What's the best time for you to write? Talk a little bit about writing and what your technique in going about it. Any particular time of day that's best for you to write?
Oh, absolutely. It's the morning. It's the morning. It's from when I have a cup of coffee until noon. That's when I'm most alert, where my my mind is humming. I think of what I wrote yesterday, what I want to write today. But it's always in the morning.
Do you try to do it on a daily basis?
No, I don't. I write when I have something in my head, you know, when I have the idea, you know, the germ of an idea.
Yes. What are you working on now?
Right now I'm working on editing a few things. I don't have any new fiction that I'm working on today, but, you know, we'll see, you know, how things do around the turn of the year. I mean, you know, the ideas do come to me. And heck, there might be an idea that comes to me over the next 3 weeks.
Good. Christmas Day could bring an idea for a new short story or a play or a screenplay for Dan. We'll watch you. DanielDonahueBooks.com is a website to see what he's working on. What do you hope the takeaway is for readers in reading A Fortunate Son and other stories? When it's over with, what do you hope they take with them?
One is faith. You know, I hope people would kind of examine or reexamine their relationship with God. The other is I just hope that some of these stories hit somebody, you know, when they could use some input, you know what I mean? Into their lives.
Well, you touch on a number of topics that are all very relatable in the book A Fortunate Son and other stories. The book is available wherever books are sold. A link on our website will take you directly to Daniel's website, which is DanielDonahueBooks.com. Donahue, again, DonoGhue. And you'll follow him there. All of his books available, again, online, and you'll get the information at his website. My thanks to EC Publishing, LLC, for arranging our conversation with Dan today. EC Publishing, bringing your vision to life with expert editing, design, and marketing tools tailored to your publishing success. That's EC Publishing. Dan, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. We'll be watching, looking forward to the next book coming out, and hopefully have a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us on the program, and happy holidays, and maybe some great ideas coming out of the next couple of weeks here.
All right. Thanks very much, Rick. I enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you, Dan. Same here. It is our pleasure. Our guest has been Daniel Donahue, the book DanielDonahueBooks.com, a link on our website. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.